Investigations are continuing into the background of the gunman, 20-year-old Thomas Crooks. He was from Bethel Park in Pennsylvania, about an hour south of Butler, where that rally was held. The BBC's State Department correspondent, Tom Bateman, is in Bethel Park. Tom, how much is now known about Thomas Crooks and about what motivated him?
Well, more and more has been emerging. We spent the entire day yesterday in this suburb of Pittsburgh talking to neighbors. The entire block around his house, he lives with his parents, he was a 20-year-old, had been sealed off by the police and the FBI as they searched it. One neighbor we spoke to had been evacuated during the night and had told us that the police had said she had to stay away because, in her words, they said there was a bomb in the street, I think meaning in his house. Now, we now know that some rudimentary explosives have been found there, but that much of that cordon now lifted. So presumably they believe that things are safer there now. But as you say, we've been learning more and more about this man. He was 20 years old. Many of those we spoke to knew of him really from the high school that he'd gone to in Bethel Park. He graduated a couple of years ago. I mean, somebody showed us a photo of his yearbook where he just appears as this sort of smiling teenager wearing glasses. And there was a sense really of bafflement about how he had switched in the years leaving high school to somebody that would go and try to assassinate a former president of the United States. And as for questions around his motive, they are still unclear. I mean, what is apparent is that he had a keen interest in guns. He subscribed to a YouTube channel that was around assault rifles and demolitions carried out by explosives. And in terms of his politics, well, he was a registered Republican voter, but also had donated $15 to a liberal progressive voter turnout group. And he made that donation back in 2021 on the day that Joe Biden was inaugurated.
Has his family said anything?
Nothing at all from his family. We know, as I say, that he lives with his parents. We don't know exactly at what point they were given the news that obviously both their son was dead, shot, killed by a Secret Service sniper, and also that he had attempted to not just kill Donald Trump, but had killed a member of the audience as well and left two others critically wounded. So there's been no formal or official statement from his immediate family. And in terms of, you know, the places he worked, the areas around him, well, we discovered yesterday that he worked in the kitchen of a nursing home in the town. We went down there and tried to see if anyone would talk to us, but perhaps understandably they were saying that they wouldn't make any comment to the media. But I'm sure in the coming days we'll hear a bit more from those who knew him more closely.
We heard a brief mention of him a couple of minutes ago, but what can you tell us about the man who was killed at the rally?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this was somebody who was sitting in the bleacher chairs, they call them over here, with his family. His name was Corey Comparatore, who was a 50-year-old, had just recently celebrated his birthday, was with his family. And his wife, Helen, has been speaking in the last 24 hours and described him as a hero, said that he had dived on top of her and their daughters to shield them when the shooting broke out in the statement. And that's when he was fatally struck. And in her words, she said that he had died a hero because of the actions he took there. Also tributes being paid by the Pennsylvania governor, Josh Shapiro, over the actions that he took at the rally there.
Tom, thanks a million for talking to us. That was Tom Bateman of the BBC, who's in Pennsylvania.